Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. We have to stop investing into things we do not understand. This whole term of just trust me, I can't trust you with my money because God gave me the money to steward. The only person I have to trust is God and myself. Do not rock with a financial investor who's not educating you on what you need to be doing. Show me what you want me to invest into and tell me why I should be investing into it. And then I'm going to take that information back. I'm going to pray on it and I'm going to go study more. Today, we're going to be diving into a topic that is close to my heart and really dear to my heart, which is we're going to talk about the 8 things that I personally stopped buying to make more money. When I say, you know what, I'm no longer spending money on these items, I'm not talking about years down the road. I immediately saw more income in my bank account, more income on my check, more income in my wallets that I was actually able to then turn around and invest wisely, turn around and to put it into assets. But it's super important that we have this conversation. So I want you to dial in, give me 35 minutes. I will get out of your way. But before we get into the 8 things that I stopped buying that I think I want you to stop buying so we can all make more money, I want to personally ask you to join the E3 community. The E3 community is what I call my subscribers, what we call our fans, whatever you want to call yourselves. I don't like the term fans. I like the term followers. So I want to build a community of individuals who are looking to increase, who are looking to expand in 3 key areas of their life: abundance, wellness, and freedom. I don't want us to have lack. I want us to have abundant and over what we honestly need. I don't want us to be unhealthy. I want us to be, you know, well on the inside, well within our minds, our hearts, and our spirits. And I want us to experience freedom, financial freedom, you know, freedom to where we could do the things that we desire to do with our families whenever we desire to do that. But it starts with getting the wisdom and the knowledge. And also it starts by joining a group of people who are like-minded with you. We are on a journey to creating 1 million E3 family members here on YouTube and on podcast. So do me a favor. If you've just been watching me over the last few, you know, months or days or weeks or years, and you have not hit subscribe on YouTube and or on podcast, please hit that subscribe button and please hit the like button or the thumbs up button on this YouTube channel so the algorithm can pick this up and we can help people have more abundance, more wellness, and more freedom. You know, when I think about today's topic, I think about Proverbs chapter 10 over there at verse 4. It's a simple one that we've all heard before. It says that lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring in wealth. If I had to really shorten it, lazy people experience poverty, but diligent people make wealth. Lazy people will spend money on these things that I'm going to talk about today, but wealthy people, I'm not saying never have, but what I am saying is that they understand the importance of making sure that they put the money in the right places before they put it into these places. Here's the very first thing that when I stopped buying this thing, I immediately saw more money. And that is I stopped buying brand new cars. Did you know that nearly 20% of the car amount that you buy on the lot that day, 20% of it is gone the moment you turn the key and you take possession of that key? So it's not 20% over a year, 2 years. It's not, no. If you buy the car for $20,000, for an example, right? 20% of that is gone the moment you sign that dotted line. By opting for a quality used car instead of a brand new one, you can save thousands, and I mean this, literally thousands of dollars in depreciation costs. Now, according to Edmunds, the average new car costs over $47,000, while a reliable used car can be purchased for significantly less. If we go and get, like, for an example, a brand new Honda Accord, it costs $47,500, 2024. But then we go get the same body style in 2020. Instead of you spending $47,500, you might spend $30,000. You might spend $28,500, which is a three-year-old car. This helps you keep more money in your pocket, and not just more money inside of your pocket, you guys. It helps you build money to where now it is an asset when it comes to making money. So I want to show you all the math. I want to show you all the math here on what happens, right? So let's say, for an example, if the average car costs $47,500 and immediately you lose 20%, what is that? That's $9,500 that you lost day one of when you purchased the car. Now, what would happen if you bought a used car and you took that 20%, $9,500, and you just invested that into a mutual fund for, let's just say, 30 years? Come on over here to my website. And if you have not really tapped into my website, if you have not tapped into that, you're missing out on a lot of stuff. Jay, go ahead, go over to the... to my website. So if you go to anthonyoneal.com, go to anthonyoneal.com, you'll see I have a lot of free tools, a lot of free resources, a lot of great stuff over here, like articles. And I want to highlight this before we go over here to the stuff. You guys, every Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're dropping articles. These are literally 2,000 words on, you know, what is the FIRE movement? Everyone's talking about that. Why Afterpay and Klarna are bad news? You know, how to plan a wedding on a budget. You can come over here and just type in different areas, you know, money tips. You click it and you get all the money tips that we have. And we're dropping brand new articles every Tuesdays and Thursdays. Go over here to Debt Freedom. We're dropping brand new articles on how to get out of debt. What is debt? And so you can literally type this stuff in and you get that information. But let's go back here to the homepage. I want to come down here to the our wealth calculator, right? And let's just say, for an example, you are 30 years old, right? Just for an example today, you're 30 years old, and we're gonna do this for 30 years, right? We're talking about we're gonna invest in $9,500 for 30 years. So let's just say we're gonna be done at 60, all right? So we're gonna leave that there. I don't know why I did that real quick, 60, all right? How much do you have in investments? Let's say you have $9,500, right? $9,500. What do you think the average return would be? I don't know why my thing is doing that. $9,500. The average return would be 10%. And you see, it over the last 30 years, it's been averaging about 10 to 12%. So let's just say we're on the low end, let's say we get 10% invested into the S&P 500 or a good mutual fund for 30 years, right? So this means by the time we turn 60, what would this be? Let's just say you contribute nothing monthly, nothing. You just take the $9,500 that you lost from buying a new car. Let's say you took that money and you put that inside of investments. I want you to pay attention over here to my results. What is that going to be? So if you put no money inside of this account, you just put the $9,500 that you lost, $9,500 was the initial balance. You will make $179,000 in 30 years without doing nothing. If you just invested the $9,500 over 30 years, you're almost at $189,000 in investment. Now, let's just go back. Let's just say, for an example, okay, Anthony, I follow what you teach. Like, Anthony, you know what? I'm not just going to let the $9,500 sit there. Go back to the calculator, Jay. Go back to the calculator for me. Let's just say you put in $250 a month. Let's just say, you know what? I'm going to put in $250 a month on top of the $9,500 for 30 years. Remember, we was at 189. I rounded it up. Where are we going to go if we just put $250 a month in there? We go to almost $1 million. We're at $753,000 when we only contributed $90,000, but our contribution made $654,000. Now, let's just say, you know what, Anthony? I want to get to $1 million. So instead of for me going out to eat and doing all this other kind of stuff, I'm going to eat at home and I'm just going to put an extra $350 in there on top of the $9,500. This is not even a 15% that I tell you all to put in there every single month. But boom, we're going to go up to 979. But let's just say you put in 15% of your income. Let's say it's about $500. It's $1.3 million. It's $1.3 million. You can come back to me now, Jay. Two things. This is why coming over to my website and getting the wisdom and the knowledge and looking at the calculator. As a matter of fact, go back over there real quick, Jay. Go back over to the thing real quick, to my website. Listen, if you want to know how quickly can you get out of debt, I got a debt calculator. We can come over here and type in all of your debt, and I'm going to tell you how quickly you can get out of debt. There's so many resources on my website that you can come over here and really, really capture this information. You can come back. So what am I saying? It's like I would never purchase a brand new car because I am fearful that I am wasting money. And I feel good. When I bought my Bentley, everyone know I bought my Bentley. I bought it. It's a 2020. It's 2024. I bought it last year for my birthday. No, 2 years ago. So it was 2 years old when I bought it, right? And for me, I was like, man, this is great. I didn't have to pay none of the depreciation costs up front. I didn't lose some money on it up front. Of course, it is a depreciating asset. I paid cash for it. But before I even bought the car used, I already was maxing out my retirement funds and my investments. How many of you have honestly wasted your investment? You know, when I think about money that we waste, when I think about making bad financial decisions, a lot of that comes from us, comes from the second part of, not second part, but it comes from one of the three things that we're focusing on. We're focusing on abundance, we're focusing on wellness, and we're focusing on freedom. And wellness is important because I think the reason why a lot of us will go out here and just spend money crazy and just waste money is because we're not well mentally. We haven't taken the opportunity to sit down and say, you know, why am I spending my money this way? Or why do I need this every single year? You need therapy. And I want to thank our sponsors of today's video, BetterHelp, because they have partnered with me to make sure that you are getting the proper help that you need so that way you can make better decisions, not just financially, but for your family, for your life, and period. So check this out. I'm so excited for my friends over here at BetterHelp who are sponsoring today's show because they want to help you get help, get the therapy that you need. Check out this quick commercial. What's going on, family? Hey, I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. Again, my name is Anthony O'Neill, and I have this quick question for you. Have you ever wondered what you could do with an extra hour in your day? Whether it's hitting the gym, catching up on some reading, or spending time with those who matter most. We all have something that we wish we had more time for. But here's a thought. It's not just about finding the time. It's about knowing what truly deserves your time. And sometimes we need a bit of guidance to figure that thing out. That's where therapy can make a big difference, helping you prioritize and focus on what really enriches your life. And speaking from personal experience, therapy has been a game changer for me. I've been using BetterHelp for a while now, and it's absolutely amazing how much it's helped me align my priorities and make space for what truly matters. You see, it's not just about coping with the ups and downs. It's about thriving, setting boundaries, and pushing towards being the best version of myself. And let me tell you, therapy isn't just for times of crisis. It's a tool for personal growth and empowerment. So if you've been contemplating therapy, I highly recommend giving BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, offering convenience and flexibility that fits right into your schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire that helps you match you with a licensed therapist suited for your specific needs. And the great part, you can switch therapists at any time if you feel the need with no extra charge. And are you ready to make this thing happen before we get back into today's show? If you are, let BetterHelp guide you. Visit betterhelp.com/AO today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/AO. So again, if you are seriously interested in becoming better, becoming well, I want you to check out my friends over there at BetterHelp. So go check them out. I promise you they will take real good care of you. So we've talked about, you know, I will no longer purchase brand new cars because of the cost and everything. Here's number two. I'm done purchasing the latest and the greatest versions of things. You see, in today's culture, in today's fast-paced culture, consumer culture, there's always pressure to upgrade to the latest model and to the greatest version and to the latest thing that everyone's talking about. Everyone's talking about Apple's new gadget. And I checked it out to see, like, was there really value to it? And I was like, I don't really see that there's a value for $3,500 for me, Anthony O'Neill. I'm not going to buy it just because everyone's talking about it. It's the latest gadget. I saw a guy on a plane and he had it and he was looking like this, watching a movie, and it looked pretty dope. I'm not even going to lie. But I'm like, I don't need it. It doesn't bring value to my life right now. But did you know that most upgrades are incremental and often not worth the hefty price? Recently, they came out with the new iPhone. I forgot what it is. I think I got the 13 or the 14. I can't remember what it was. But my video guy, Jay, has a new one. I said, what's the difference? Like, why did you get it? Oh, the camera. I said, they sell us on the camera every single year. Like, every single year. Oh, man, the charging port. Like, it's the same now as the MacBook Pros. I can still use. I got so many of these charging ports. Why don't I need to go spend $1,000, $1,500 so I can be able to use the same charging cable that is on my computer? No, the last iPhone upgrade to me, I'm not knocking you if you got it. I'm not at all, right? But it's like, was it really worth the $1,000, $1,500? You see, because if we can resist the urge to consistently upgrade our gadgets and appliances and our phones, we can save a substantial amount of money over a period of time. Because according to Consumer Reports, sticking with a slightly older model can save you up to 50% off the original price without sacrificing much functionality. So when I look at this, right, I'm not missing out on much. Yeah, I may not have the extra crispy camera and photos, but I got dope photos. Yeah, I may not be able to use the same plug that plugs into this computer over here, but I can still charge it. Well, Anthony, it's on sale. And Anthony, they got sales going on. That's number three. I stop investing into items that are on sale. Because sales could seem like a great opportunity to save money, but they often tempt us into buying things we really do not need. Because studies are showing, because I think the study showed us it was right around that consumers spend about 38% more when using a credit card compared to cash. And the allure of the sale, the drawing of the sale, can help people spend even more money. Because what do we see? Oh, this used to be $100. You get it today for $75. But if you get it for $75, you buy this, you could buy this as well for 50% off. What? I was watching something. I do not remember where I was watching it, so I do not want to say it wrong. But I saw that really these people are not really giving sales. So it's like, for an example, if it was 100, they'll mark it up to 110 and then mark off 20% where they're really going back down to really where it was a little bit below. My mom in Carolina, she is a coupon shopper. And she's like, I get it for sale. I said, Mom, but you spend more money now on sales than you did when it wasn't on sale, because you know if you can get one for 99 cents, why not get 10 for 99 cents when before you was only buying one for $3.99? By sticking to a strict budget and only purchasing items that we truly need, we can avoid falling into the trap of overspending on discounted goods. We have to get on a budget and stick to the budget, and we have to look at ourselves and say, you know what? I'm not going to spend money on that item just because it's on sale when I don't even need it. Because at the end of the day, I still spent money. I still spent money that I could have used to purchase an asset, that I could have used to put inside of an investment account, that I could have used to put inside of my kid's 529 account, that I could have used to put inside of my kid's custodial Roth IRA. way. I put all this money. Oh, it was on sale. The bracelet was on sale. The hair was on sale. The nails job was on sale. Oh, the massages was on sale. The cars was on sale. Everything was on sale. And don't get it twisted. I am a person who sells things and I get it. It is wise for me to offer a deal, right? But it's also not wise for you to take a deal from me that you cannot afford simply because I just put it on sale. No, you have to track your wealth. Don't allow your sale to prevent you from building wealth. This is why I created the Wealth Builder tool. So that way you can be tracking your wealth. So you can know like, hey, listen, I can't afford to go spend $500 on this sale item. Because this $500 right here is going to go towards my investment. Now, let's say I'm putting the $500 towards this and I do want this item on sale. I do need this item on sale. Okay, cool, great. I didn't stop something else to go to the sale. I didn't stop investing. I didn't stop paying my mandatory bills. I didn't go borrow money. I went and I took care of my priorities and I went over here and I purchased the item that's on sale. But you cannot... You cannot manage what you do not track. You cannot build wealth if you're not looking at the end goal and then working yourself backwards. And this is why we have the Wealth Builder tool. This is why you need to go to anthonyoneal.com/wealthbuilder and get this tool. It's $10. This is not a sale. This is the cost of it. This is not a sale. It's the cost of it. And you got to be tracking what you're managing, what you have. You got to track what you're stewarding. You got to track the resources that God has given you. And I'm not saying I've stopped going to sales. What I have saying is I can't tell you the last time I went out on Black Friday. Because every time I went on Black Friday, I ended up coming home with things that I didn't even need and I really didn't even want. But I was like, yo, that is a crazy price. Let me get it. No, I stick to my budget. I stick to my Wealth Builder tool. And I'm always thinking, what are the things that I can do that's going to build me wealth and allow my assets to buy liabilities, to allow my assets to buy things that are on sale? Which when I think about the Wealth Builder tool, this takes me to number four, is that I no longer invest into things I do not understand. I think it was Warren Buffett, and he said, never invest in a business you cannot understand. But yet many people still fall prey to the allure, to the draw in of complex financial products and schemes promising quick returns. Listen, I'm not saying that you cannot build wealth overnight, but the majority of the individuals who have built wealth. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI red teaming. You see, AI red teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI red teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
It was a long period of strategic and strategy plans. I think it's according to the foundation, to the FINRA Investor Education Foundation. Over 60% of Americans are unable to answer basic questions about financial literacy, but we're ready to invest into an overnight get-rich-quick scheme. You see, by focusing on investments we understand, such as low-cost index funds, mutual funds, 401ks, HSAs, your health savings account, we can mitigate the risk of losing money on these get rich, get quick in 30 days. I'm not saying all of them are schemes, because if you have the capital, if you have the money, if you have the resources, yes, there are some things that you can put, you know, $500,000, $1 million into and get a quick $100,000, $200,000 return. But the majority of us watching this right now, we don't have that. And that's what I tell everyone. Do not rock with a financial investor who's not educating you on what you need to be doing. Do not invest into, you know, don't have financial advisor. Don't invest into someone or allow someone to control your investments who's not willing to educate you on what you're investing in. And if you disagree with what that company is doing, do not invest into it. I don't invest into any company in the stock market that promotes smoking. I just don't. I don't. No. And once I do the research on the company, once I understand what they are, I'm actually more like invested into seeing the company succeed. Now I'm looking them up every morning. I'm like, hey, how's the company doing? I'm invested into you. Like, I love learning about the companies that I'm invested into. But we have to stop investing into things we do not understand. This whole term of just trust me? No, I can't trust you with my money because God gave me the money to steward. The only person I have to trust is God and myself. So don't tell me to trust you. Show me what you want me to invest into and tell me why I should be investing into it. And then I'm going to take that information back. I'm going to pray on it and I'm going to go study more. This is why you got to go over to my website, anthonyneal.com, go over to the articles, because I've written so many articles on what's the S&P 500, what's a good index fund, what's a good high-yielded savings account to get into, you know, how do I start investing? I have so many articles over there. If you just go over to anthonyneal.com and check that out, I promise you, you'll be blessed and you'll be happy. Now, this next one that I'm going to bring up is going to be a little rough, but when I stopped doing this next one, it didn't just save me money, but it also saved relationships and it gave me more peace. I stopped giving money to family and friends. Listen, we all want to support and love our family members, but it's essential to set boundaries to protect our financial well-being. I think it's according to Bankrate, 60% of Americans have lent money to family or friends, with over a third of them never getting their money back paid in full. And I've been there. I've loaned money to friends. Hey, man, I'll pay you back in 30 days. And it's 3 years later, and I haven't gotten a penny back. And for me, it's not about I don't have the money back. It's the fact that you lied to me. And I was upset with me more than I was upset with them, because technically we all know, can we keep it a buck? How much more time I got? How much more time I got here? How much? Y'all say y'all want me to keep it 35 minutes. Good. Can we keep it a buck? When we gave them the money, we knew that we were giving them the money. Meaning, we're not getting that money back. Meaning, they just said what they had to say to get the money. But if they're hurting today, what really makes us think they're going to be in a better position within the next 30 days, by their next paycheck? They're going to be in the same position. And I had to realize that because I love you so much, I can't give you money. Because I want our relationship to work, I can't give you money because you're not going to pay me back. And money breaks up relationships. I had to forgive some of my family members and friends for not paying me back. Because money can ruin a great relationship. And if you tell that family member, no, I can't give you the money. If you tell that friend, no, I can't give you any money. And they get an attitude and leave you alone because they say you got the money. That was never really someone who loved you in the first place. And this is what I had to do, is that I had to prioritize my own financial goals for myself and my future family and politely decline my family's request for financial assistance when it was necessary. Because I do not want to jeopardize, one, my financial security and jeopardize our relationship. And man, when I stopped giving family members money, I had so much peace. I can go around my family and I'm not looking at them saying, where my money at, man? You owe me $500. You owe me $1,000. And here's the truth. Let me be real with you. My family members, sometimes when they come to me, they know I got the money for it. But I tell them I can't afford it. I can't afford to give you the money because I can't afford to not invest that. I can't afford for our relationship to fall because of this. Now watch this. Here's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying your family member is out there living on the streets, living on the car, and you can't go put them in a hotel room. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, you know, a family member came through a hard time and you know they came through a hard time and you know you can help them. No. In those instances, I don't loan money. I just give it to them. Hey, listen, don't tell me you're going to pay it back. Don't do nothing. I'm giving you this money. And if that person decides to give it back, that's fine. But I'm giving this to you with the expectation of nothing in return. So this way we are protected and we are good. But none of my family members are going to go through a rough time that I know they had no control over. And if I can help them, I'm going to help them. But if you come to me talking about, yo, bro, let me borrow this money so I can put a down payment on the car. No. Yo, bro, let me borrow this money so I can go to Africa for 2 weeks. No. Let me borrow this, but no, I'm not doing that. Talking about going to Africa is so funny. It leads into the next one, number six. You know, I do a lot of traveling. And I remember on one trip, man, I came back with souvenirs for everybody in my family. T-shirts, mugs, coffee mugs, toothbrushes. Like, I came back with so much stuff. And when I looked at, you know, the receipt, man, I spent $300 on souvenirs from traveling. And I still travel to this day. And to this day, in my 30s, I've never came back with a souvenir. I stopped investing money into souvenirs while I was traveling. Because traveling is a wonderful way to broaden our horizons and create lasting moments, right? But souvenirs can quickly add up and bust our budget. We can quickly come back and be like, dang, how did I spend this much money on this cruise? What did I do? Like, dang, I thought the trip was only... No, you spent money on souvenirs. You brought back all the alcohol from Jamaica. You brought back all the cups to put the alcohol into. You did all this stuff. But instead of splurging on souvenirs and knickknacks here and there, I want us to focus on the experience that enrich our life without draining our bank account. You see, I think it is, according to a study by Expedia, 80% of travelers prioritize experiences over material possessions when traveling, highlighting the shift towards meaningful and experiences over material goods. Like when I'm traveling now, I want to have a good experience at a hotel room. I want to make sure that, you know, if I'm traveling more than 5 hours, I do want to travel business class minimum so I can have more leg room. You know, the hotel has to be good. Transportation needs to be clean. And I do want to have experiences. Like for me, I'm a golfer, so I want to go golfing on a very nice golf course. You may be a sightseer, so you may want to spend money on a good experience on sightseeing around Africa, wherever you're going, right? But do you really need to bring back a coffee mug that you probably would never use? You really need to bring back necklaces that you probably won't even wear anymore? Well, Anthony, I need something to show me that I was in Africa. Your experience should give you that. I don't have a problem with you spending a little bit more money on the experience, but why spend all this stuff on souvenirs coming back? And I stopped doing that in my 30s, and I immediately saw money because at least once a quarter, I go somewhere. Here's number 7. You know, a few years ago, I went viral for saying that I will not spend more than $100 on a date. And here's the gist of what I'm trying to say with this is, I am no longer trying to spend a lot of money to impress a woman off of where I take her at to. I want to impress the woman with Anthony Bernard O'Neill. I want her to like me for me. And so number 7, I started noticing when I stopped putting money into expensive dates, I immediately saw money in my pocket. And this goes for both ways, you guys. While it's important to treat ourselves and our loved ones who we're trying to, you know, pursue occasionally, expensive dates can wreck our finances if they become on a regular occurrence. An average male is going on 2 to 3 dates if he's a single male a month. So if he's spending on average per moneygeek.com $134, right? Including dinner, drinks, and entertainment. And he's doing that 3 times a month. What is that? If we do 134 times 3, that's $402 a month. I get it. When I use the word, you know, budget-friendly dates and budget-friendly activities, I'm like, oh my God, I'm too good for a picnic. I'm too good for, you know, cooking a meal together at home. No, you need to, I'm going to put on my red bottoms. I'm going to get my hair done and you're going to take me out. But what sense does that make? We can enjoy quality time with our partners without breaking the bank. Without it. Why not go to Ruby Tuesdays? If that food sits well with your stomach, why not go to a coffee shop if you're a coffee lover? Why not, if you like hiking, why not go out there to Mother Nature and just sit down and have a conversation? You see, dating is about getting data. Do I like you? Do you like him or her? Not dropping the bag and spending money on weave and nails and feet done and all that type of stuff to look good for him. No, I'm serious, man. When I do date, I'm very honest. Like, yo, I don't want you to come out with makeup on like that. Like, I don't want you to go out there and get your hair. Like, show me who you are. Clearly, when I tried to holler at you, I already know you're beautiful. But I don't need you to go spend $200 to go out on a date with me. And I shouldn't have to spend $300, $400 to impress you. No, I should be able to look at my budget and feel comfortable within my budget. My priorities are taken care of. My responsibilities are taken care of. And when I come home for that date, I don't have to go out and pay 17% of interest on that date. I didn't have to borrow any money on that date. And here's the thing, too. If we didn't date after that date, I shouldn't regret spending that kind of money on you. But let's do the math, though. If the average date is $123, right? Let me do the math. Let me see if I can do this math. All right. So let's just say, for example, it's $123 for the date. Let's say you're 25 years old. right? Let's say you're 25. I'm going to do the math here right quick. And what age do you plan to retire? Let's say you plan to retire. Let's say if we're doing, so you know what? I'm going to do this. Let's do 22 to 67, which is a retirement age, right? 67. How much do you have in investments? I'm going to say we're going to put $123 in there. Well, actually, no. Let's just say it was zero. And let's say we're getting a 10% return. Let's say we're putting $123 in there every single month for 40 years, right? For 40 years, what would that be? So if we do this for 45 years, or you know what? Let's just go down to 20. Let's go down to 62. All right. So this is what was that? 20, 32, 42, 52, 62. Let's just say for 40 years, you put $123 a month in there with a 10% return and you have nothing in there right now. You only put $59,000 in there over 40 years, but you had a gain of $718,000. But the retirement age for this generation is 67, right? So if you keep just putting just $123, that's it. You're not doing 15% of your paycheck, right? But for 40 years, if you just put $123 in there, you're at $1.2 million. $1.2 million. So let's just say you do have $123,000, right? So let's just do the math here. I'm about to show you the math, right? Let's just say for 10 years, so 32, you do $123 a month for 10 years. How much is that? $25,000, all right? So let's do that right there. So $25,195.93, all right? So we're going to put that over here now. So now we got $25,195.93. Now we're going to come over here and we're going to put in 15% of the income. If the average person in America is making $50,000, times that by 15%, that's 7,500, divide that into 12. So let's just say the average person is doing this and they put in there, put the calculator back up, man. Let's say you go in there and you put $500 a month in there on top of the $25,195, right? So now from 32 to the age of 67, retirement age, here's the money that we made for 10 years. We're just doing $123 a month with a 10% return, putting $500 in there. What do we have now? $2.7 million. I want that to sit right there. This is why I say I can't afford to give every single woman I'm going out with expensive dates. Because how many of you have already given away $2 million? Because if MoneyGeek.com is saying the average date is 123, I know for a fact I've spent more than $123 on a lot of dates. And I know for a fact, brothers, a lot of you have too. But we don't have the wisdom and knowledge here. So when the moment I stopped trying to impress people with expensive dates, I immediately kept money in my pocket. And can I be honest with you? I immediately stopped going out on a lot of dates. I'm going to be honest with you. Because I wasn't willing to rob from my family's future. Which leads me to this next one and last one that I'm going to talk about. And this immediately saved me money. Number 8, I stopped spending money on expensive. Actually, I don't do this anymore. I stopped spending money on Christmas gifts and expensive gifts. You see, the holiday season often brings pressure to overspend on gifts for friends and family. But extravagant presents can strain our budgets and lead to financial stress. You see, according to the National Retail Federation, the average American planned to spend over $1,000 on holiday gifts in 2023. And instead of focusing on the monetary value of gifts, prioritize thoughtfulness and creativity by giving handmade gifts or spending quality time together, or do what I do, you guys. I have, since my nephews and my niece have been born, they have not received one gift from me. But I have a 529 in their account. And every birthday and every Christmas, I give them a receipt showing them, hey, I put $100 inside your 529. What's a 529, Uncle Anthony? I'm glad you asked. Come sit in my lap. And I educate my young ones on that. I don't give grown folks gifts. I'll give them maybe a nice little, card, handwritten card, with maybe a nice little gift card to Starbucks or a gift card to one of their favorite places for dinner. For sure I do that. But my families, I don't do expensive gifts. I don't. For my loved ones, man, I try to make sure that I prioritize their well-being. Because that gift, watch this, that gift, when they turn 18, will be one of the best gifts they've ever had in their life. When they get a check for $50,000, $100,000 to go to school, if they decide to go to school, and if they decide to not go to school, then they are going to be able to put that money and roll it into an IRA. Now they're getting a head start of $100,000 in their IRA to go towards their retirement and wealth building strategy. This is important, you guys. By cutting back on unnecessary expenses and prioritizing mindful spending, we can take control of our finances and work toward a brighter financial future. Because I really want you to remember this. Wealth isn't about how much you earn. It is about how do we steward what we have, aka how much do we keep and invest wisely. When we can let go of these eight things, I promise you, you've instantly given yourself a pay raise. You've instantly said, hey, you know what? I see it and I get it. These are eight things I will never spend my money on that has made me more money. Let me know in the comments what you think about today's show. Did I miss anything? What is one thing that you will not spend your money on anymore that is honestly now making you more money and putting more money back in your pocket? Listen, I want to thank my friends at Bethel again, not at Bethel, at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. We're going to put their information in today's show. Please make sure you check them out, because I think if we can get this first, all this that we just talked about, it's going to be easy to let go of and we'll instantly see money. But some of us are using some of this stuff to cover something deeper on the inside of us that only therapy and God's word can get us out of. Yo, I love you. I'll see you in the next show. Peace out.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.